You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Now, back in 2004, in his State of the Union address, President George W. Bush pledged millions more for schools to test their students for drug use. Extra government grants to help fund drug testing in schools were easy to come by. Congress took away funding for those programs in 2011, and there's been a lot of debate about how effective they were. But drug testing programs are still popular in schools around the country. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban has this story.
Hayes Johnson has six kids. At home in Vestavia Hills near Birmingham on a recent morning, she and two of her kids, 6-year-old Joseph and 16-year-old Celeste, are busy cleaning up the breakfast remains. Syrup and marshmallow fluff and bacon. When she started high school, Celeste wanted to do theater. She wanted to play lacrosse, join the French club. So at the beginning of her freshman year, she and her parents had a little talk about drug tests.
We discussed it with her and said, this is something that can happen.
That's because Vestavia Hills High School, where Celeste will be a junior this year, has been testing kids in extracurricular activities for about 10 years. For Celeste, and for many students across the country, athletes and kids in everything from chess club to debate team, school drug testing is just part of the deal. Almost 30% of public schools drug test their students, according to the CDC.
But our latest addition is our voluntary drug testing program.
David Howard oversees drug testing at Vestavia Hills City Schools. The new program opens up drug testing to any student.
Basically, if you're going to sign up for it, we're going to drug test you.
If a child tests positive, parents are told, and they have to show a board of review what they've done to help their child. Kids who come up clean get a certificate. Other school systems offer incentives like discounts on ice cream and free bowling. Howard thinks these programs are important. He says a few of their graduates have died of heroin overdoses in recent years. And he says the downward spiral leading to that starts in high school.
We made that offering to parents because we just want to equip them with the information that maybe something is going on.
To sign up, parents pay $40 a year. The random testing program for kids in extracurriculars costs the school system about $1,500 a month. That's a big financial hit. And the costs can go up if more kids sign up for activities.
If numbers go up, we just have to tackle it on multiple days with maybe more testers.
Drug testing is a multi-billion dollar industry. But in schools, it's not clear the expense and the interrupted class time are worth it, according to Lynn Goldberg. He's professor of medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University, and he's studied school drug testing.
If it's used primarily as a deterrent, there's not a lot of real good evidence that it works that way.
Research shows while drug testing is associated with a very modest decline in marijuana use, surveys sometimes find an increase in the use of other drugs. How? For one thing, drug tests aren't always accurate. Case in point, Goldberg says, Marion Jones and Lance Armstrong.
And there are times that they don't test. They don't test in the summer. They don't test over vacations. They don't test on the weekends.
And kids know this. Just ask Celeste, Hayes Johnson's daughter.
I think that if a kid really wants to be using drugs, they're going to find some way to evade it.
The Johnsons haven't opted into the new drug testing program. Because they do extracurriculars, they're already subject to random testing. But Hayes Johnson questions the randomness. In 5 years, her kids haven't been tested once.
But we have friends who have children who do the exact same extracurriculars, who have tested every year or multiple times a year.
Not to mention, she says, a friend's son tested positive for amphetamines. Turned out, it was his ADHD medicine. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.